Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. Also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, either the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and joining us right now from California, IA, yep, that would be the Republic of California, or whatever they call it out there. I'm not sure they're flying a hammer and sickle flag yet, but they might be, especially if Gavin Newsom wins this recall. It's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
There they are. Yes.
They never left. 79 degrees, cloudy skies, very humid tonight, very humid. Okay, guys, wrap it up. All right, see you later. Bye now. Take care.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we got so much stuff we can talk about tonight, but I got to start at the beginning here. And I've run into so many people. And it doesn't matter. Political affiliation is gone. Whether they've served in the military or not, they all understand one thing, Kyle, and it's two words. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Nemo residio. What's that mean?
Well, it's from the Latin, and it means no man left behind, literally. But in this case, we don't leave people behind.
Leave no one behind is exactly what it means. And it echoes the Airman's Creed code. And I'm saying it because I've got MacDill Air Force Base and CENTCOM right across the bay from me. I can see the lights over there, the tower and all that, from where I'm sitting. And I will never, the motto is, I will never leave an airman behind. Everybody understands this. Everybody, whether they served or not, gets this. And it happens in some form in every branch of the United States military. This is part of our national character. And people are so mad about the American citizens still being there, and the situations we're hearing that they've been put in, and the Taliban threatening them, and we know what Al Qaeda will do if they get a hold of them. Same with ISIS. Same with the Al Haqqani network. I mean, this is just such a disgrace. And I don't think Joe Biden, regardless of what people say, and nobody's really saying anything good about Joe Biden, I don't think Joe Biden can crawl out of this hole.
It's becoming more, I think he's bringing in more dirt, to be honest. But you know, Captain, when you talk about leaving no one behind, this works on a couple of different levels. Number one, you yourself, you've been in combat, you know what that's like, and you know what it means to literally leave no one behind, that feeling that it's part of your being. And then you have the American people who rely on the military, and for the American people who see that people are being left behind, that's also abhorrent to them. And they know that there are those in the military who would do anything to go and get those people, to get their comrades in arms, and to get anybody, especially American citizens who are trapped. This is just something that Joe Biden just doesn't get, evidently.
Well, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of the attacks of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and the plane that went down to the field over there in Shanksville, PA. And one of the things when the rescue effort was declared over and it became a recovery effort at the World Trade Center, that's when everybody rededicated themselves to finding the remains of everyone that they could find. And it was a very arduous and a very difficult task, as you might well know. Just like the building collapse down there in Miami. Remember how difficult that was?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, and we dedicate ourselves in the emergency response units, we dedicate ourselves to the same motto. We leave no one behind. We will get them back. If there's any way possible, we will retrieve their bodies, get them back so that they can be properly buried.
Right, because that also gives closure in some respect to the families.
Yep.
And in this case, Captain, to have people that are still in Afghanistan, they can't get out. They're maybe on an airplane, but they still can't get out. Again, I think, and I think you said it just right, the political party thing is gone. We're talking about American citizens, and the American people want one thing. They want to bring them home.
Yeah, because the Democrats that normally are doing a lot of bluster, and, you know, every time I see them, they got something, you know, funny to say, you know, or so we do a little nitpicking back and forth. None of that's going on right now. Right now, they're just ashamed. They're really ashamed.
Well, precisely, because this has been our motto, our credo, since the beginning of our nation. And to stop it now, or to cavalierly say, well, it's not really, we don't really, or try to put it in these terms. Well, all those who wanted to get out, we think, are out by
now.
No. This kind of, all that is just, you know, dumb talk by these officials.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we take this break. It's a 3-minute break, so we'll see you in 3 minutes. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along on a Wednesday morning. Have ya. Hope you're having a great night.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll be right back to Kyle Warren here in just a minute. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor. Now, the reason I talk about Relief Factor is because it's a product that literally saved my proverbial butt and got me off a product, narcotics, which I would have had to continue to take, which had some side effects to it, and I didn't like what it was doing. So when I had the opportunity to take something that was 100% drug-free, that worked, that was cheaper, much cheaper than the drugs, then I jumped on it. And I'll tell you about the Relief Factor. It's got four ingredients in it that make it work. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And they help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is a problem that I have. They also lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. And it actually might solve the problem, which say maybe you got an ankle, maybe you got a knee, maybe you got a knee, maybe you got a hip. It'll help you with something other than just one circumstance. And it goes right straight to the source of the pain to make it work. Now, it is 100% drug-free, and it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It also supports healthy joints and muscles and helps the healing process. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain.
That's relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 3-week quick start. It only costs $19.95. And if it doesn't work for you, and it's, the cases of that are few and far between, folks, if it doesn't work for you, then you don't need to do anything. You're only out $20 and away you go. But I'm telling you, this product works. I wouldn't be talking about it. I'm putting my name on it. Relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. Okay, Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I want to wrap this up real quick here. The contractors, the private contractors that are on the ground that have been hired by some of these groups to get their people out, are talking about the fact that the State Department and the Biden administration have been blocking them with the paperwork, creating a problem with the Taliban. Of course, it doesn't take much to create a problem there, does it?
No.
Yeah, and not having the paperwork right or something wrong or this, that, and the other, and they were denying they were doing it. But there's been several instances from these private contractors that are over there to get their groups of people out that have all said the same thing, and I would believe them over the government.
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, because obviously they have a particular different interest, obviously, in trying to get these people out. We don't know what it is that the American government is really trying to accomplish here. And unfortunately, Captain, this is degenerating very quickly.
Now, here's the other thing. Because of the taqiyya that the Islamists believe in, say anything you can to an infidel as long as it achieves the goal you're trying to strike, which I'm being very, very widely descriptive in that. But that's what they're doing. We cannot believe the Taliban. I don't care what they say. We cannot believe the Taliban.
Well, up to just a little while ago, we were shooting at the Taliban, and they were shooting at us, pretty much, in the grand sense. And so, obviously, Captain, yes, the Taliban isn't a legitimate government. They don't have, the traditional hallmarks of these kinds of things. It's not a funny thing, but it's incredibly strange to see that they want to be recognized as such.
All right, we have a question here from Lee. And Lee is in Tampa. He says, hey, Captain, ask Kyle if the Republicans are helping Larry Elder. I see on TV it's all Democrat hands in or on deck, including Biden's next week. He'll be there.
Well, that's right. Yeah, Biden, I think, is going to be coming. Kamala will emerge from wherever she's going to emerge from, I guess, and come out and do some campaigning. But that being said, well, of course, you have a lot of different Republicans who are trying to win the governorship if the recall is approved, basically, by the voters. So I don't know that there's one particular focus, unfortunately. The Republicans did not put all their focus onto one candidate. So
no, and they can't do that. The party does not do that in a primary.
No, it doesn't. So but you still have a lot of different ones. You have Cox. You have Kevin Faulkner, former mayor of San Diego. Of course, Larry Elder. He seems to really be leading the pack. So it's going to be interesting to see how it turns out. But the issues are what are going to drive this, ultimately, I think. And so we will see. We could see someone win it with a relatively small percentage of the vote.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I have another question here from Mark, and Mark is in Seattle. And good morning to you, Mark. Thanks for tuning in. He said, loves the show. He said, you just talked about leave no one behind. Please repeat the two words you used. Okay, I'm going to spell it, too, for Mark and for everybody else. It's NEMO, N-E-M-O, Residio, R-E-S-I-D-E-O, NEMO Residio. And it means leave no one behind. Now, that commitment is why Americans, ladies and gentlemen, are so angry and disgusted at the Biden administration that he left our citizens and our allies behind in Afghanistan, walked away from them. Hundreds of Americans, perhaps even thousands, for all we know, remain trapped in country. Even as Biden's feckless Secretary of State, Blinken, claims to rely on the Taliban promise of, well, they're going to give us safe passage for all the people that want to leave. No, they're not. They're saying it. They're saying it. Doesn't mean they have to do it.
Well, right, yeah. They said a lot of things about women's rights and this kind of stuff that are just patently false.
And how'd they work out when the cameras left because they had this nice peaceful protest going on in Kabul, and then once the cameras got turned off and disappeared from sight, they beat the women up. How'd that work?
Well, that is how they are. It is so terrible to witness. And, unfortunately, Captain, we're not seeing the same kind of outrage from different groups that I think that we should be seeing. This is something we can all unify behind. The treatment of what's happening to the women and young girls in Afghanistan is beyond abominable.
All right. Now, we have a situation at a military base where we have a lot of refugees, and we have an emergence of a, what should we call this, a virus, but it's not what we're talking about with these other things, that apparently is crippled the base right now. And of all things, Kyle, what is it?
Well, it's actually an outbreak, or at least one person identified as having a case of the measles. This is at Fort McCoy Army Base in Wisconsin. There are thousands of Afghan refugees that are being brought to that base, we understand. And, of course, what's very, very concerning, Captain, alarming, really, maybe a better term, is that measles is very highly contagious.
Of course.
Yes, and it can be spread.
That'll spread through there like wildfire.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, according to the CDC, and they know a lot about measles, that's been around for a very long time, they say essentially 90% of the people that are close to a person that are not themselves immune of measles, they will be infected. And that, the virus can live up to 2 hours in airspace. In other words, it is transmitted through the air.
Yeah, now Nancy's making a comment here about the Mu variant. She says, might the emergence of the Mu variant scare be attributed to those Neanderthals who refused to do what's good for them and for society? I think she's talking about the shots. Furthermore, might the Mu variant scare likewise provide the impetus to continue masking and vaccine mandates? Well, of course.
Well, right, yeah. We don't know a lot about the Mu variant yet, but what we do know seems to indicate that it can bypass coronavirus antibodies. Presumably, that also talks about vaccinations, basically. So we don't know exactly where it came from, how it came to be, but it is a very, very concerning thing, even though the CDC right now is saying that it's keeping an eye on it. In fact, Dr. Tony Fauci said that, I think, those exact words. But we should keep an eye on it because we don't know a lot about it yet.
Alrighty, hold that thought, my friend. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California. And if you want to opine, I'm going to let Kathy give you the telephone number so that you can do just that. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at novaliftna.com/save.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A pretrial hearing for five men accused of planning the September 11th attacks got underway Tuesday after years of delays. accused mastermind of the attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and the four others faced a military commission for the first time in more than a year, as the trial has been delayed because of the pandemic. Proceedings inside the court at Guantanamo Bay went on for several hours before the judge dismissed the court ahead of schedule to allow both sides to regroup and strategize. And President Biden is set to lay out a new strategy to combat the Delta variant of the coronavirus. The president will announce his strategy Thursday during remarks from the White House. Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Tuesday that the plan is a six-pronged strategy that is likely to include encouragement for the private sector to introduce more vaccine mandates. The announcement coming as the nation passed 40 million confirmed cases of COVID since the beginning of the pandemic last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program is brought to you by our pal, Mike Lindell, at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. You know, all you got to do, and I'm going to make it very simple, because this solves all the problems. You don't need to worry about bells, whistles, click this, click that. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com. That's it, period. Now, you go to the website, MyPillow.com. You pick out whatever it is that you want to buy, and it'll ask you for a promo code so you can get the specially reduced price. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain, the word Captain. Now, if you want to talk to a live person and you don't want to do it online, you can do that, too, by calling the number 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You will get a live person. They'll answer all the questions you want, and you can place your order there for whatever it is you'd like to have. Now, do they have things on sale? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But just click on the page, the homepage, MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the stuff they got there. And then dive in and see what you can do, because there's some items in there that are reduced 70 and 75%. A lot of 50% off specials in there, too. And it's coming up on that time of the year when maybe you do need a new blanket because we're going to be heading into the winter months. Maybe, maybe. So, MyPillow.com promo code is always Captain. Captain. And the phone number to talk to a live person, 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459.
All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, you have something to say here, because we were getting a lot of questions during the break about Larry Elder. And let's explain the way it works and how many, what the percentage of votes is he needs to get to have a slam dunk.
Well, this is where it gets pretty interesting, Captain. Of course, what Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is campaigning for, he's campaigning for a no vote on the recall. That's
right, because he is not on the ballot.
That's right. He's not on the ballot, so he wants majority of voters to say no. But if the majority of voters do not say no, if they vote to recall the governor, then it drops down to the next tier, which is going to be how many candidates are there and how many votes did each candidate get. Well, in this particular scenario, you could have Newsom not get that majority to say no, but then you're going to have the top vote getter. From what we understand, the top vote getter could become governor at that point. So this is a very, very big deal. So there doesn't seem to be this threshold you got to get. So you've seen Larry Elder polling pretty good, 23% so far in the vote. So he may be he's the front runner from what we can tell, and he could become governor if the people in California say yes to the recall.
Okay, and we'll cross our fingers and hope that that happens, because Larry Elder, certainly in my humble opinion, would make one whale of a governor. But then again, it's just me. What do I know?
Well, but you know what it would do? It would send a real message. Now, because Larry Elder, presumably Governor Larry Elder or Governor John Cox or whoever it might be, would have to work with the state legislature that's completely controlled by Democrats. There would be a lot of difficulty in that, but it would certainly send a message, and it could prime the pump in order to have that change in the next big state elections. So you're right, a little bit at a time, one step at a time, as they say. But boy, I'll tell you, things could change in California dramatically if you had a Republican governor.
Now, we're going to bring up one of my favorite subjects, because I can't stand the guy, and I believe it's they finally got the bill of goods on him, and that's little Dr. Fauci. Now, I'm sure a lot of people have seen and heard the latest bit on the coronavirus. It's not about the death rates or the levels of infection or even more panic over the disease itself. It's about that little lying sack of garbage named Dr. Anthony Fauci, who appears once again that he misled Congress and the American people about the gain-on-function research funds the National Institutes of Health gave to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, something that we've heard before. This time we have more emails that are cementing it even more. And Fauci, who's always been testy when someone brought up the grants that they were talking about there, he says, I think that now we know why, Kyle.
Well, this is a very, very big story.
Dynamite.
Yeah, we can't overemphasize that. Because earlier on, of course, Senator Rand Paul, in some of his dealings with Dr. Fauci, in testimony, gave him some outs. He gave him a chance to say, look, I retract the statements about gain-of-function research and this kind of stuff. And Dr. Fauci was adamant and told the senator, you don't know what you're talking about and this kind of thing. Well, here we go. It looks like they were doing gain-of-function research. It looks like we did have money.
And Rand Paul knew exactly what he was talking about.
He knew exactly. You're absolutely right about that. And so this, again, this wasn't about a bat. It wasn't about somebody eating bat soup.
Yep.
It wasn't any of that stuff. This is major.
And this is something that you need to cement in your mind, folks, because according to the executive director of the U.S. Right to Know, a group that's been investigating the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic since its beginnings, and its spokesman, Gary Ruskin, he said, this is a roadmap to the high-risk research that led to the current pandemic around the world.
Well, there seems to be more and more evidence of this. It seems to be that this is exactly where it's leading, as you said, like a roadmap. And, Captain, all the people of the earth have the right to know where this came from. They have the right to know, and certainly I think it would help science immeasurably to fight this virus if it had all of the information about it, and it was in the open. But, of course, that's maybe wishful thinking to some degree.
Well,
but we have to be able to fight this thing. And the only way we can do that is with information.
Well, here's what we know. Anthony Fauci lied to Congress. The investigation by The Intercept reveals that the U.S. funding for gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology actually happened. The narrative collapses, and they have to hold Fauci and the NIH and the Chinese Communist Party responsible. There should be criminal charges for little Dr. Fauci for what he did leading this country on.
Well, precisely, because, again, you know, it especially early on, you know, we were all made to think that, well, it came from a bat. And then second of all, we were told, well, you can't even talk about it could have come from Wuhan because that sounds racist. It's not racist. We're trying to figure out what in the hell happened. And that's you know, again,
yep,
what we need to find out.
And I'll go one step further. It's time for the United States to seize all the assets of the Chinese Communist Party in the United States and kick them out of our capital markets, expel all the Chinese Communist politicians, link people here in the United States, the students, everybody, throw them all the hell out.
Well, again, it knowing what this is now starting to crumble, and when that continues to crumble away and we see what's really behind it all, you could have a lot of anger. And I'm not talking about ethnic or racist kinds of things like that. I'm talking about the fact that you have another country that was involved in this. It's caused great harm to our country, but to all the other countries on the planet Earth and so forth. So, yes, there would be some consequences of that. And I think that that would just hit a nerve.
Well, again, Fauci has always been testy about this when somebody brought up the grants and the money and all that stuff, follow the money trail, and there it is, and they were doing that, and Fauci had his eyeballs and his hands right in the middle of all of this, and Dr. Rand Paul, okay, who's a doctor himself, he knew what he was talking about, and they've caught Fauci. They got him red-handed.
Well, right, because we've got him, you know, on video talking about, no, you don't know what you're talking about. We weren't, you know, all that stuff, because he was elevated in the media. He was given this sort of, you know, almost deity status,
yep,
about talking about coronavirus.
And Sally in Houston is saying, Captain Blinken, Secretary of State Blinken, has denied that the flights are being blocked by the Taliban. He's blaming the evacuees for not having the proper identification. Well, that's true, and that's not true. That they've got the identification. I watched the private security guy who was charged with getting these people on the plane and getting them out of Dodge with the paperwork. I watched him show all the paperwork in his hand that they had, and it was exactly what they were supposed to have.
Well, right. And again, it's always the shifting of the blame. The blame belongs at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue of why they did the whole thing the way they did it.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back. Truckers Highway and Byway Report number one coming up. Got some things to talk about there for sure. And we've also got our eyes on the tropics again because of what's going on in the Gulf. But don't go anywhere. Mike Gallagher's going to take us to break. And I guess he's got nothing better to do at this time of the morning. Here we go.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Well, thank you very much, Don and Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate them very much. And don't forget to check out Cowboy Logic. CowboyLogic.us is a website. You'll have a good old time when you go over there. Cowboy Logic. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Truck on in there, and if you're not a member of the Drivers Club, why aren't you? Goodness sake. You get points for the fuel you buy. You get points for the food you buy. You get points for whatever you buy in a store. And it doesn't take very long to build those points up to where you got yourself like a bank account, so to speak, where you can take that and use it to deduct the price of your food, the price of your supplies in a store. Can't use non-fuel, unfortunately. But you can always get yourself a Flying J or a Pilot fuel card. And the more you buy, the cheaper it gets. Get yourself signed up for one of those programs. But in the meantime, we're going back to the 60s tonight, and we are going to have a good old time because a lot of people that remember the 60s remember this guy and this song.
Oh, I'm the type of guy who
is, 'cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah, a wanderer.
Singer Kyle Warren.
Well, that'd be Dion.
Dan DiMucci.
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity to see him when I was younger, number one. And then, get this, years later, in Sarasota, Florida, when I was doing some private security work, the armed security for a company down there hauling around the movie stars and whatnot, I had the Legends Tour guys in the car. That was Frankie Avalon, Bobby Rydell, and Dion DiMucci. And I'm telling you, what an experience.
Very cool.
Yeah. And I says, I don't suppose you guys could sing some of your songs while we're driving around here, could you? Because I took them, around, you know, to go out and eat, and then I took them to their hotel where they were staying, which was a top secret location, of course. And then I took them back to the airport, took them over to the hall where they were playing right there on the water. But anyway, it was really neat. And it's kind of funny how that works sometimes. But anyway, let's take a look at the weather, folks, because we got it going on in the Gulf tonight. Now, a cold front will produce strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy rain with flooding in the northeast and middle Atlantic. Meanwhile, a heat wave will continue in the west with numerous record high temperatures being set today, and possibly a disturbance now in the Gulf of Mexico has a medium probability. It's actually up to 50% chance of developing into something. What the something's going to be, it won't be much more than a tropical storm, but rain, and more rain in places where they might not need it coming out of the Gulf with this system. So go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Out west tonight, we're tracking, of course, numerous air quality alerts. This has to do with wildfire smoke, also combining with forecasted conditions to create a bad quality of air. Now, this is going to be covering most of the state of Colorado, especially in the western part, but also up through Denver, Fort Collins, along I-25. Over in Grand Junction, Colorado, they're looking at 92 degrees. So, again, that heat wave you're talking about is for real. It's happening all over the western United States. Wyoming, air quality alert. Also up in Montana, especially near Bozeman, we've got maybe about 89 degrees forecasted for Monday, for Wednesday, but that's because there's a fire weather watch that's low humidity and also gusty winds possible there. Idaho Falls are going to check in at 90 degrees as well, so you can see the heat is all over, even up into the northwest part of the country. But where the real excessive heat warnings are coming into play is in the Southern California area, also Southern Nevada. Our friends in St. George are looking at 105 degrees. That's St. George, Utah,
yeah,
for Wednesday. And you've also got heat advisories all the way up through Central California as well. Sacramento looking at 102 degrees, Captain, as we continue through this heat wave.
Well, we've got a severe quality alert right now, folks, there in the Dallas Metroplex area there, so that's going to be around for the rest of the day. Stagnant air coming in and the heat settling in from all around Texas, of course. And then again, from Dallas on down to McAllen, you've got some air quality issues as well as some fog there right along the Gulf. Also, some high heat, again, very high heat in areas where they don't need to have it there in Louisiana, New Orleans North, where they don't have any power. They still got 400,000 people without power, customers, rather, without power across Louisiana, Mississippi. And then we do have some rain on the east coast of Florida tonight, and going up into Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania and the southern part of New York, there's some rain showers up in there. But the problem is what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico, and I told you about this. Now, disorganized cloudiness, a few thunderstorms over the central and eastern Gulf of Mexico right now are associated with a surface trough with an upper-level disturbance. The system is expected to move northeastward over the northeastern Gulf of Mexico later today. Right now, it's still coming north. Now, upper-level winds could have some slightly more favorable effort on this to develop it into some sort of tropical or subtropical system. Don't know what it would be. But the big problem with this, Kyle, is going to be rain, and it might rain in areas where they just don't need it. And I'm talking about heavy, heavy, heavy rainfall possible across portions of the Florida Panhandle over into Mobile, over towards Mississippi. You could get a shot over that way. Don't think New Orleans is going to get a lot, but they will get some rain. And southern Georgia through Thursday with localized flooding possible all through there. And again, the chances right now of development are at 50%. And the other day it was 10%. And everybody's going, oh, it's not going to be nothing.
Well, exactly. But, yeah, more rain is just not acceptable at this point like that.
No, no, no. And even the Panhandle, there's some areas in there where it's been so wet, and they did get some rain from the hurricane. They didn't get a lot of it. But Mobile West, you know, if anybody gets rain over there, going to have a real problem. So be on your toes, and if they tell you, if you're in one of those low-lying areas again, and you got rain coming in, and they tell you to leave, leave. Don't argue, just do it. And we know why, because we saw how many people actually drown up in the Northeast, 40-something?
Exactly.
Good Lord. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And it's a Wednesday morning. That's a great morning for us. And we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after you get a chance to hear the news and your stations get some ads in and everybody gets to hear something about something. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.